We continue our learning of the Nishmas, Susan, Basleia, Helen, Basleia, David, Mamanachem, Shem, Nechem, Yaakov, Bibitichos, Aliyah, Weirin, Bava, Mitzia, Periches, Mishnah, Aleph. Our Perik is going to deal with the Shoel, the borrower, and the Torah says, Ba'alav, Einimo, Shalem, Yishalem, Ima Ba'alav, Imo, Lo Yishalem. It said, literally means that if the owner is with the Shoel, then the Shoel, if the owner is with the Shoel does not have to pay. Only if the owner of the animal is not with the Shoel, do we say that he does have to pay. What does that mean? So it literally means that if the Bailam, the owner of the animal, let's say, that's being barred, is around at the time, the Shah She'ela, so even though the owner may not have been around when the onus happened to the animal, or something happened to the animal, the fact that the owner was with him at that time, that would be reason enough to exempt the Shoel. We're going to see that we're going to expand this halacha somewhat, as we'll see in the parak. Says the Mishnah like this: Hashoel es hapara vishal ba'ala ha'ima, person who borrows a cow, and he borrows literally the owner of the cow with him, which means like this: when you have, let's say, Reuven is owns an animal, he's the Baal, and Shimon is the Shoel. Shimon needs to borrow a cow. But at the time that Shimon borrows the cow, we asked the Baal Hapara, Reuven, the owner of the cow, if he wouldn't mind plowing a little, helping him plow the animal. After all, Reuven knows the animal better than Shimon. So Shimon, who's borrowing the cow, says, do you mind, can you help me out? Can you help me with the plowing? Or even if it's not related to the animal, he asks him to do another malacha, completely different. Do you mind schlepping this, with this bag, this knapsack from one place to another, unrelated to the cow? Osachar baleho ima. This would be true if he's not borrowing and he actually hires him. When Shimon borrows the para, he hires the owner of the para to work for him. Once again, whether it's the malacha of the related to the para to help plow, let's say, or any other type of malacha, or let's say sha'al es habalim oscharan ulaachar kach sha'al es hapara. Or let's say first he hires Shimon, hires out Reuven. I need you to do a job for me. Okay, I'm going to hire. I'm asking you. Can you do me a favor? Do a job for me. I'm borrowing you literally, or I'm hiring you to work for me. And then as he's doing work, he says, oh, by the way, can I borrow your cow at the same time? So then what happened? V'mason, the animal now dies. So the animal dying is the case of onus. Now, Shoel typically would be chayvin in case of onus, as we know. But because this is, we have in our Mishnah the examples of ba'alav imo, Pater, the Shoel does not have to pay for onus. Shenamar, the Mishnah says, quoting the Pasuk, im ba'alav imo lo yishalem, which means if the baal of the animal, of the shore, of the par, whatever it is with you. Now, with you doesn't mean literally physically with you. It means he himself is being borrowed, is being hired, is doing malacha at that time. Then you don't have to pay. And the Gemara says that this applies to other Shomrim. If they become at that time, they're hired to do some type of malacha, they're pater, and they will be pater even on Pshia when it comes to Balavima, which you really have to explain. Aval Shal es HaPar, the Mishnah says, V'acharkach Shal es HaBailim Oscharan V'mesa Chayav. But let's say you borrow the cow first, and then, not at the same time, sometime afterwards, you borrowed literally the owner. You hired him, you asked him to do work for you, and the animal died. Even though at the time that the animal died, the Baal HaPara Reuven was doing work, some type of malacha on behalf of Shimon, nonetheless, Chayav. Nonetheless, Shimon, the Shoel, has to pay for Ones and certainly for everything else. Shedamar Ba'alav Einimo Shalem Yishalem. What is Ba'alav Einimo? It's only when the Baal HaShor, the Baal HaPara, is with him at the time that he does the borrowing. If he's doing malacha the time that he's barring the shore, then we say that you're going to be pater. But if he's with you, but just being with you at the time that the onus happened, the animal died, whatever it is, or broke its leg, then you're going to be chayev. The Torah Tamima, in his commentary on the Chumash, says, I understand very well this concept of a bal of imo if he's doing malacha with the para itself. After all, the bal of imo, he's doing malacha with the para. Shimon bar the para, and Reuven's helping helping you plow. So of course, he's the owner of the cow. Of course, he has to be watching that no ones happens to it, doesn't die, doesn't break its leg, whatever it is. But the fact that this is true, even the Baal is schlepping a bag for you, is doing some other type of malacha unrelated to the cow, that's very difficult. So different explanations why that should be. Some say it's a gzeres hakasif, that's what the Torah says, and maybe we need a universal halacha, since very often, maybe in most cases, the Baal is being hired, Reuven is being hired to help out, so the Baal of Imo will apply even to another malacha, because in most cases, the malacha is going to be is going to be with the animal itself, and that's reasonable, and that's rational, and therefore, just as a universal halacha, there's a low plug here. And some say the following, that you can't have a person who is both mishubad and mishabed to the same person, which means that either someone is submitting to one person, or that person is submitting to him, which means to have this relationship where, on the one hand, well, you're my shoel, and on the other hand, you're my shoel, in the same she'elah, the same borrowing, so that's difficult to assume. And therefore, if the Baalim themselves, the owners, are being shoel themselves to the shoel, they themselves are hiring themselves out, are literally borrowing, are causing themselves, doing malacha for the shoel, so then it's impossible for them, for the shoel, to become an official shoel to him, even though he's borrowing the cow. It's impossible. You can't have that dual relationship. It's one or the other. And that may explain why the din of Baal Avim will apply, and it'll apply even to cases where he's doing another malacha unrelated to the cow at all. And some explain that the reason is like this: what's the reason why a shoel is chayiv and onsen? Because we say kol hada'a shelo, he's getting complete benefit; all benefit is going to him. But if, let's say, he's now hiring the Baal to do a little work, so now the Baal's getting paid. So here we have, it's not kolana shalo. It's on the contrary. They're now someone's getting paid for some work that he's doing. That certainly would explain, in a case where he hires him, he's actually paying him. So maybe that's why we wouldn't consider him, since it's not kolana shalo, maybe he's more like a socher than he is a shoel. Pereches Mishnah Beis. Hashoel es hapara. A person borrows a parah. Sha'alach, it gets a little bit confusing here, and the Gemara has another interpretation of the Mishnah, not the literal explanation of the Mishnah. We'll explain that in a couple of minutes. Sha'alach chatziyom uschara chatzihayom. One example is, let's say Reuven is taking a parah from Shimon. The other way here, Shimon is the owner, and Reuven is borrowing the parah, and he's borrowing it for one day. But half the day, let's say in the morning, he wants to be a shoel on the animal. He doesn't want to pay for it. And the second half, he wants to be a socher, he's going to pay for it. So let's say till midday, till 12 o'clock, he's a shoel. Reuven is a shoel on the animal. And then he becomes a socher from 12 and on. Or let's say Sha'ala Hayom U Schara L'Machor. Let's say Reuven asked Shimon, listen, I want this cow for 2 days. For the first day, I want to be a shoel, and the second day, I want to be a socher. Now, of course, we know that the chiyuvim are different. If you're a socher, you'll be patur on onus. If you're a shoel, you're chayiv on onus. Or let's say the following: Sachar Achas Shala Achas. To complicate matters, let's say Reuven is taking from Shimon two cows. One bischirus, one as a socher, and one as a shoel, vamesa, and one of the animals, died. Let's say in the last case, one of the animals died, or let's say the one animal he borrowed for one day as shoel, one day as a socher, or half a day as a shoel, half a day as a socher, that animal died. So what happens in this case? So now they come to court because they're both, there's an argument, there's a dispute here. Hamashul Omer Shimon, who's the one who lent him the para, says Sheula Mesa. The animal, or let's say talk about where it's today and tomorrow. He says the animal that, well, it's only one animal, but the she'ula animal died, which means it's on the day that you were a shoel, the animal died. Obviously the shoel, obviously the mashil, Shimon, wants Reuven to pay. So he says, oh, I'll tell you, and an onus happened. So I'm claiming it's the she'ula mesa. It's the animal, that animal that died, it died on the day that you were a shoel, so yeah, not the day you were a socher, or biyom shahisa shu'ula mesa, the day that it was borrowed, it died. Okay, so the first case is where it's the two animals. Shu'ula mesa means when it was two animals, one was a shoel animal, one was you rented. So Shimon says it was the shu'ula animal that died, or biyom shahisa shu'ula mesa. Let's say it was on the two days. So the day that the animal was you were a shoel on the animal, it died. Or let's say in the case of it was half and half day. So Shimon says to Reuven, bisha shahisa shu'ula mesa. It was the first half of the day that it died. The half of the day that you were a shoel on the animal. For of course, v'halomer, what is Reuven taina back? No, and so we would say, so if he said back, it's not true, it's the other way, it was when I was a socher and therefore I'm putter, that would be another halacha. But here he says, eini yoda. He says, you know, I'm not sure. It's possible that you're correct, but it's possible that it died when I was a socher, or the hours I was a socher, the day I was a socher, or the animal that, if it's two animals, the animal that I rented. What's the halacha? It says, Mishnah Chayov. Reuven has to pay. Why? Bari v'shema, bari adif. One, Shimon's claim to him is a claim of certainty. He says, this is the way it was. It was the shoel animal that died, or the hours or the day that it was you were shoel on the animal that had died. And Reuven says, any odea. So Reuven is a shema. He's a maybe. I'm not sure. And bari v'shema, bari adif. So the Gemara says you can't explain the Mishnah this way. Why? Because the halacha is, let's say, could take a case of a classic case of a loan. Person says to his friend, Reuven says to Shimon, listen, you owe me $100. And Shimon says, I don't know. Halacha is that he's pater. That is the halacha. Even though he's bar v'shema, he's going to be pater. So how do we explain this Mishnah? So the Gemara says, based on the Gemara about lending money, then he shouldn't be chayef. Reuven should not be chayef to pay. He should be able to say, listen, I don't know, and maybe I'm correct, and maybe the animal that was a socher that died, or the day I was socher, the animal died. Since an onus happened, I should be pater. So the only way to explain the Mishnah is where there is some type of shvua that Reuven and Shimon have one with the other. Meaning Reuven is chayev a shvua to Shimon, and as we'll see, and therefore we'll be able to come to the conclusion why Reuven indeed is going to be chayev. So what is the case? So we assume like this. The case where, let's say, it was shalash chatziyom v'schara chatziyom, where we said, he borrowed the cow for half a day and he rented it for the other half a day. So really, or today and tomorrow for 2 days. So we can explain that case, says the Gemara, where Reuven actually got from Shimon two cows for 1 day. Two cows for 1 day. And half a day was Bisha'ela, and the other Bishiros. Or let's say he got two paros for 2 days. 1 day Bisha'ela, one Bishiros. And both cows died. And we'll see it's very important that it's two, because we want to create a case of modim b'miktsas, where there's partial admission, and partial admission is mechayev a person of shvua. And we'll see how that plays itself out, how he's going to be chayev potentially. And both animals died. So Shimon says, the one who gave it, Shimon's the owner. Shimon says, you know when both animals died? They both died during the time of She'ela. Therefore, you, Reuven, have to pay because you're a shoel at that time and you're chayev for onus. Reuven says, I'll tell you. One, you're right. One of the paros, there are two in this case now, the way the Gemara understands it. Now we create a case of modem and mixas. One para died at the time of She'ela. You're correct. But regarding the other animal, any other, that I'm not sure. I'm not sure. Maybe it died during the time of Schirus. Maybe you're right, but maybe you're not right. So what is Reuven? Reuven is modem and mixas in his chayv shvua, but he can't swear. Why? Because what does one of the mixas usually say? I owe you 75. I don't owe you the other 25. I owe you 50. 50, but I don't know the other 50. But here he's not sure about it. He says Eni Yodea. And since he says Eni Yodea, and he cannot swear to the fact that it really happened during Sechiros to exempt himself, therefore, if you can't swear, then you have to pay. Take the case where it was two cows. Remember Sachar Achas, Shal Achas, those are where it was two cows in our Mishnah? How do you explain that case? That's where Reuven got from Shimon really three cows. And two of them died. So what does Shimon say? The two that I gave you, I gave you three cows. So I'll tell you, I gave you two cows, b'she'ela, and one b'schirus. Two were lent, and one b'schirus. And guess what? The two animals that died were the borrowed animals. And therefore, you have to pay for both of them. Reuven says, okay, let me tell, I agree that two of the animals were borrowed, and one of those borrowed animals died. So that I have to pay for. I know it's an onus, and I was a shoal on that animal. But regarding the second animal that died, that I'm not sure. And I'm not sure if that was the animal that was borrowed or the animal that was rented. And remember, this is a partial admission and partial Eni Yodea. Now he's chayv a shua, but he can't swear because he says Eni Yodea. So therefore, he's chayv to pay for the two paros that died. But the Mishnah then says, Hasocher Omer, this is Reuven talking, Schura Mesa, which means he is definitive. He's not saying Eni Yodea. I know you're wrong. It wasn't the Shoel animal that died. It was the Socher animal that died. And I'm a Pater on Ones. Or, Biyom Shoisa Schura Mesa, the day of the Socher. I know I barred a cow for one day as a Socher, one day as a Shoel. It died on the day I was a Socher on the animal. Or, Bishashoisa Schura Mesa. It died, remember that was the half day, half day. It died during the second half of the day when I was a socher on the animal, and therefore I should be putter. Vahalomer, now Shimon, who's the one who gave him the animal, says Eini Yodea. He says, I'm not sure. I think it was the Shoel animal that died, because I want you to be chayv to be paid, but not sure. Putter, then Reuven is putter. Reuven doesn't even need to take a shvua, because Shimon's taina against him is a taina shema. Then the Mishnah says, Ze Omer Sheula, Veze Omer Schura. This would be the classic case, but now there's no Eni Yodea. Both are definitive, both are Bari, both are Shur. Shimon says it was the Sheul animal that died, and Reuven, you have to pay. And Reuven says back, no, it was the Schur animal that died, or during the time of Avos HaSocher, Yishava HaSocher Sheschura Mesa. The Socher, who's Reuven, what he means, the Socher, means the time I was a Socher, died, said, and he takes that shvua, that will exempt him. Now, the Gemara has an issue that this shvua is somewhat difficult. Why exactly is the socher taking a shvua? So he has to swear that the schura mesa, so what's this basis of the shvua? This is not a hodah b'mitzas. If you're going to tell me that the case is the way we described before, it's really two cows or three cows, whatever it is, and we created a hodah b'mitzas, then we understand why it's chayv a shvua. But the simple reading of the Mishnah, why should it be chayv a shvua? There's what he is claiming, one guy is claiming it was Schura. One guy says it was Schura. No, he's a Sheila. So what? This is not Hodah B'Mikzas. This is not, he's not admitting to anything. So what's he chayv a shvur for? He has to say, I swear that the Schura is the one that died. He shouldn't have to swear to that at all. So the Gemara says it's through Gilgul Shvur. We can roll upon him literally another Shvur because he already has to take a Shvur. What Shvur does he have to take? He does have to take a Shvur that an Ones happened. Isn't that what every Socher has to do? So once he has to take a Shvur that an Ones happened, and therefore I should be potter, then we can roll upon him the other shvura that in fact, you say your own ones happened? Okay, well, I want you to tell me that in fact it was during the time or the animal that was during the time of Schiros or during the day of Schiros or the animal that was that you were socher, that's the one that died. So through Gilgul Shvura, we can impose that shvura upon him. Then the Mishnah concludes, Ze Omer Eni Yodea, Ze Eni Yodea. This is the fourth case. Remember, had the Mishnah set up, we had a case of Eni Yodea one way, Eni Yodea another way. Then we had where both were definitive. This guy says it was when I was a socher. This is a no when you were a shoel. And now both say Eni Yodea. No one's sure whether it was the shu'ula animal that died or the schura animal that died or the animal during the time of being shoel or during time of being socher died. Then yachloku. Then we split. Is that really what we do where we're not sure? The Gemara says this is Sumchus's opinion. Throughout Shas, Sumchus is of the opinion, mamon amuto b'safik cholkim, where we have a suffix when it comes to money, we split it. We don't follows Simchus. So Chachamim say, in general, Hamotzi mechavei olav araya, and which means that the burden of proof is upon the one who wants to exact money from the other. So what do we do in such a case? So therefore, our shoel, he was going to be putter, our shoel slash soch is going to be putter. He has to swear that it's true, that he's not sure what happened, but nonetheless, he's going to be putter because Hamotzi mechavei olav haraya.